John, how are you feeling? You must be absolutely over the moon. Come on.
No, I am. I'm absolutely delighted. The messages and things from last night, right through the night, really, and this morning have been just phenomenal. And it's, you know what it is? It's a fantastic, fantastic time to be associated with Luton Town Football Club. That's not just me. That's the magnificent supporters that support we've been having. People involved in the club that, you know, it's their club. You know, I'm the manager, but it's their club. And it's just a fantastic day to be a Luton Town supporter or a Luton Town player or certainly a Luton Town manager.
When I spoke to you at the start of the season, and be honest here, John, you said to me, it's a two-year plan. Was that a lie just to calm down people's expectations?
No, it wasn't. When I first came and I spoke to the club and I said, I don't do quick fixes. I don't set out to, you know, throw everything at it and it don't last 2 minutes. It's just something that I don't think is the right thing to do. And, you know, I felt that I could do it for the club, but I felt it had to be built and I felt that it might take me, you know, 2, maybe 3 years even to get it. But I just felt that once you get it, you can build on it because the foundation is solid. So It was never, ever anything other than the truth.
With the massive fan base the club has got, how far can they go now?
Well, you know, that we'll have to see. You know, obviously I know the club's an ambitious club and I know it's got, you know, the type of support it's got. But I think that what we need to do is make sure that we make every step confident that we can handle the step, and you know, I'd like to think that, you know, another promotion for this football club within a couple of years or so is possible. But as I say, for me, you know, it's got to be built. It's not got to be bought. It's got to be built. You know, I think short term success, you know, is false economy. Let's do it right. Let's do it the way we've done it. That we've got things in place now. And we've got to help all these things grow.
How did you celebrate last night? Bit of pie and mash, John?
No, I was at Crawley, watching Crawley and Tranmere.
Yeah.
Was made aware of the result. I went to my daughter's from there and had a little celebration there. Came home last night. My wife stayed at my daughter's because my granddaughter's not ever so well. I went to bed, but I got up at about 3 o'clock. I couldn't sleep, to be honest.
I respect you so much because I think you were very brave to take the job in the first place, because let's not beat around the bush here, John. At Dagenham, you're a legend. You still are a legend at Dagenham, and you could have been there until you retired. You've gone to a club where everything was quite negative, and I think when you first went to the club, I think you heard some of those negative comments from the fans. They want success straight away. This could have gone horribly wrong for you, and thankfully, it hasn't. So that's why I've got so much respect, because you took such a big chance here, but by going to Kenilworth Road, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. You know, I think I'd got to a stage where I always thought to myself that there could be like one big challenge that would come up that I just felt that I had to do. And when, you know, it came up, and to be fair, it wasn't something that I thought that this is the thing. But having met the club and looked at the situation, I actually thought I couldn't get a bigger challenge than this. And, you know, I'm a pretty sort of basic sort of person that, you know, thinking something's not possible, that's the thing that makes it possible, if you like. That's what makes you want to do it and try and achieve it. You know, I have great faith in myself, and I have great faith in the way that I do things, and I just thought the challenge was just too much to say no to.
Got a final text here that I'm going to read to you. It comes in from Steve. It says, can you tell John one thing? Can you tell him that I love him?
Oh, mate, don't. I'll tell you, it's the you know, the last sort of couple of weeks when it's looked like we're going to do it, I've got to be honest, it has been emotional. It was. I was really disappointed that we didn't do it Saturday, the support and everything we had there. But to be honest, I felt the whole day, this is no one's fault, it's a situation, was almost like a carnival atmosphere before the job was done. And I felt it put a lot of pressure on people, and it didn't quite work. But it's worked now. We've got, you know, a fantastic home game to come where supporters can celebrate. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if a tear or two was shed there.